plate a potential nugget.
And just in the context of the work I do, Bruce, what's been your observation of the role a coach or a sounding board can play in helping people navigate a transition? What are some of the ways in which you see them adding value for people to, you know, shape shift effectively through a transition?
I love that question, actually. And think about your childhood dinner table, if you will, for a second. And think about how this is really the kind of breeding ground where we learn how to tell stories. Right. So what did you do today? Okay. And let's just say that you and I were brothers. I'll make you the older brother and I'll be the younger brother in this dynamic. And you and I went off to on a fishing trip and we're coming back and we're telling the other members of the family, whether it's just our parents or grandparents or siblings or whatever. And what's going to happen? What I say, you're the older brother. I'm the younger brother here. I'm going to start telling the story. So, oh my gosh. And we threw the bait into the water and the fish came. And what are you going to do? I'm not going to be 8 words into the story before you interrupt me and you tell me and you start correcting my story. You say, that's not what happened. I did it. No, you didn't do this. I caught the first fish. What are we doing? There's actually a kind of a geeky social science word for this. We are co-narrating this story. Mm-hmm. That's what a coach does. A coach, a friend, a mentor, a neighbor, a loved one helps you tell the story. And sometimes you're improving the story, and sometimes you're asking a question that maybe the storyteller doesn't think of. Sometimes you're reflecting a pattern back to the teller. This act of co-narration is a fundamental and beloved and critical part of being a human being, is sharing your story with others. It could be your brother or sister, could be your family, could be your colleague, could be a spouse. It could be a therapist. What does a therapist do? But in a sense, a kind of co-narration. And I think that what the coach is doing is helping you hear things in the story that you may not hear, or see things in the patterns that you may not see, and ultimately, if it works, help you a little more efficiently get to the meaning-making part of the storytelling. Because fundamentally, a lifequake is a meaning vacuum where the kind of normal building blocks of what's important to us are stripped away. And what the life transition is restoring the meaning-making. And why any outsider is important is they can help us tell the story, perhaps a little more efficiently, and get to the wisdom that's there that sometimes we're not able to see.
I really like the way Bruce speaks about the role of a sounding board in the context of a transition. In my experience of working with leaders, one of the elements often is introducing them to search consultants and helping them navigate some of those conversations. These are relationships that I've gradually cultivated in the Indian ecosystem after I moved on from Egon Zehnder. This phase can often be a lonely and an unnerving process when you need to pitch yourself across multiple people. The leaders I work with often tell me that my helping them craft their stories after really getting to know them and with the past familiarity of the search process is of immense value to them when there's no one else that's taking their side. For them, the fact that they can have one person around them to navigate this phase rather than zero people is of huge value. They say that the 0-to-1 jump for them in terms of having a sounding board is valuable in this otherwise high stakes, messy, and a lonely process.